You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Hey, where's everybody's faces at?
It's too early in the morning to show them off.
It's not that early.
How good is this D line been throughout camp?
Man, it's been awesome. We had a format for our guys that with all the young guys that we have. I have a senior in our room with Max Tupai, but I got a bunch of underclassmen, sophomores and freshmen, and it's been awesome. They've been feeding them through a fire hose, and they've been getting a bunch of reps, and every single one of them has been getting better. And the good thing is not too many injuries this spring, but we're excited, and I've been fired up to get these guys so many reps.
And then to follow up on that, you actually mentioned the youth. How deep is this team, especially when you factor in all the youth?
Man, in our group, we have a senior. We have one junior in Mika Tafua, and then there's like five freshmen. And now these guys, I feel like they're not fresh. Obviously, they had an extra year last year, but their experience for being freshmen, and every single one of them has been getting force-fed a lot of reps. And I don't look at them as freshmen. And not only just getting a lot of reps, just kind of adopting our culture here at the on defense, and I don't see them as freshmen, but you know, when they're next to the name says freshman, it's kind of shocking to see, but it's awesome to have some good depth and some good competition.
Two guys I've been really excited about, Xavier Carlton and Van Fillinger. I want to know how they've progressed so far through spring, Coach, and how are you going to divvy up the reps when you've got this much talent?
Man, those two, they hit the ground running this spring, and I've been excited to see the growth between those two, and also Miki Sungudurangu is also a freshman. It's been years redshirted. Even Blake Keith is a sophomore, and all those guys have been getting a bunch of reps, and I don't feel like, I feel like those guys are all upperclassmen already with the experience and the knowledge that they have. But it's going to be exciting to see. And those, having a bunch of those guys foster good culture and competition. And it's been a good competition this spring.
Hey, just to follow up really quick, Coach, I want to know, what's your favorite aspect of being a collegiate coach?
For me, is seeing the guys excel. Having recruiting guys to the program and seeing them get a degree and move on and have a chance to play in the NFL and become good fathers and brothers and just a good person in the community.
Morning, Coach. How are you?
Good morning. Good.
I'm just curious how Devin Cathusi's been performing thus far.
Man, that guy got here last year at 240 pounds, and now he's 295 pounds or 290. Right. And he's been awesome. The weird thing is he hasn't lost any of his explosiveness or his athleticism. So he is a force out there. He looks, him and Big V in the middle are, we call them the Twin Towers, right? Being both 6'7" and just being agile and being able to bend and do what we're asking him. We love how he has developed in a short time.
A guy who caught some eyes last year in those five games was Blake Keithy, especially towards the end of the year. How has his progress been from those games last year to going into spring ball?
He started spring ball off great, and he continues to do some good things. And we're just happy that he's going to be able to be playing suit up and knowing what he's been through. and he just continues to get better every single day.
Coach, my whole career was spent getting Rob Morris open to make tackles. I'm curious to know, how much is your defense set up to use your defensive line to make it available and open for Devin Lloyd to make plays?
Man, you know, it all depends on the call. Okay, there's times where we got to hold up the big guys up front with the big guys up front and keep our backers free and clean back there to scrape and make tackles. But a lot of times we like to penetrate the line of scrimmage and get through gaps and make a big plays, TFLs and sacks. And we believe that we're a gap defense, and we love to penetrate because we make big plays, and being disruptive back there is also very good. Coach Witt also always says knockback trumps everything. So that's what we are driven to do, is to get knocked back. And if we can get knocked back and penetrate the line of scrimmage, I feel like that's our ideal job. And if we're being disruptive back there, and I feel like the job should be easier for our linebackers and our safeties.